Welcome to morning prayer and worship for the sixth Friday in the season of Easter in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here today. As always, if you have a prayer request, go to bendmoremusic.com/prayer request, or there's a link in the description. We'd love to pray for you. Thank you for your support, financial and otherwise. Thank you. Today, our two psalms are Psalm 85 and 86. I'm going to sing a selection from that and read the rest. In the great tradition of singing the psalms antiphonally. Psalm 85.
Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other.
You, Lord, showed favor to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath. You turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, God our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God, the Lord, says. He promises peace to his people, his faithful servants. But let not them turn to folly.
Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other.
Surely his salvation is near those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together, righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps.
Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other.
Psalm 86.
Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy.
Hear me, Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my life, for I am faithful to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I call to you all day long. Bring joy to your servant, Lord, for I put my trust in you. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call to you. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy.
Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy.
When I am in distress, I call to you, because you answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, Lord. No deeds can compare with yours. All the nations you have made will come and worship before you, Lord. They will bring glory to your name. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name.
Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for mercy.
I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. For great is your love towards me. You have delivered me from the depths, from the realm of the dead. Arrogant foes are attacking me, O Lord. Ruthless people are trying to kill me. They have no regard for you. But you, Lord, are a compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Turn to me and have mercy on me. Show your strength in behalf of your servant. Save me because I serve you just as my mother did. Give me a sign of your goodness, that my enemies may see it and be put to shame. For you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
Hear my prayer, Lord. Oh, listen to my cry for mercy. Hear my prayer, Lord. Oh, listen to my cry for mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer today. Listen to our cry for mercy, God, for ourselves and on behalf of others. Lord, we come before you. You are gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love. We thank you for waking us up today. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We honor you. Our gospel reading today, Luke 9:28-36. About 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him and went up onto a mountain to pray. As he was praying, the appearance of his face changed and his clothes became as bright as a flash of lightning. Two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared in glorious splendor talking with Jesus. They spoke about his departure, which he was about to bring to fulfillment at Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were very sleepy, but when they became fully awake, they saw his glory, the two men standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us put up three shelters, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." He did not know what he was saying. While he was speaking, a cloud appeared and covered them, and they were afraid as they entered the cloud. A voice came from the cloud saying, "This is my son, whom I have chosen. Listen to him." When the voice had spoken, they found that Jesus was alone. The disciples kept this to themselves and did not tell anyone at that time what they had seen.
We see glory, we want to see your glory, Lord. let it change us. Let it change our hearts. Let it change us. Let it change our hearts. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, the sixth Friday in the season of Easter. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's take a few minutes. I'll give us prompts to pray. Say the names before the throne of grace. Great honor and privilege. A great invitation. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, celebrations. Whatever it is, just tell Jesus. Pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families. The Lord has placed you and your family, however healthy or however dysfunctional or on spectrum in between. Pray for them. Thank you.
mercy, have mercy, Jesus.
Pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord lays on your heart and your mind and on your tongue. Say their names. Pray for our enemies. Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us.
Have mercy, Lord.
And we just pray for this weekend, all the churches meeting around the world, your body, and the worship would be full of your Spirit and your presence, and it would change all your people from the inside out to be more full of the fruit of your Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And then in turn, we would pour that out to the world. They would know that we are Christians by our love for one another and for them. Oh, how we love because He first loved us. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of that Holy Spirit. He loves you. He is with you through this weekend as you worship, as you enjoy fellowship. Be present to those around you. Give the gift of your heart, the heart that Jesus is transforming. Give it as a gift to everyone you come into contact with. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.